We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't want to put a timetable on anything. I'm hopeful. Jalen's hopeful that he'll play. Again, I don't have. You got to see how these things go. As you guys well know, we'll see how the rehab the next 2 days goes, and I'll have more of an update for you on Wednesday.
All right. So that was Nick Sirianni yesterday. Kind of took us by surprise. Howard butted in there and said, you know, because no one had asked about Jalen Hurts, and Howard, who was actually doing his walk. And listening to the Zoom on his walk, he put it, you know, to where he could talk, and he butted in and made sure he asked the question.
How's Jalen's ankle?
I'll tell you.
And he was trying to fix the Zoom, because the Zoom dropped yesterday.
That's right.
And like when I potted it down, I could hear them all talking, and Howard's giving Zoom advice on how to fix the Zoom and get it back up and running.
So that was not Smart. A scheduled question from Howard. That's why we need Howard in this city forever, because he asks the questions. He always does.
He does.
How's Jalen's ankle?
He does.
So Howard had said that after the game in the fourth quarter that Jalen was really in pain. And like they double taped the ankle, and it was noticeable to him on the sideline. Like Jalen was really trying to get through the game. He was in a lot of pain. Like we knew that there was some type of injury, but I don't think we really paid much attention to it.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
I didn't know.
It was thought to be a minor thing, so then Howard asked the question, and then that's where Sirianni said he's hopeful he can play, which everyone were like, well, I'm hopeful he can play. So Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator of the Eagles, spoke today about the same thing.
Nick said Jalen Hurts is sore. As you put the game plan together, do you have to put a plan together for Gardner as well?
Yeah, that's stuff that we talk about. I mean, obviously, we're going through that process right now with Jalen, and we're working through that right now.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to read too much into it, and because obviously I don't know anything. I don't want to throw anything out there, but it kind of reminds me of the Dak Prescott situation after the New England Patriot game. You know, Dak limped off. Nobody thought much of it. And next thing you know, he has a calf strain.
And he's wearing a boot.
Yeah, and he's wearing a boot. So Jalen wasn't wearing a boot, I don't think, after the game. So that's a good sign. But, again, ankles, they're tricky. And because running is such a part of his game, I would have to imagine they really have to take this into consideration. No matter if he plays or if he doesn't play. Because if he plays, then how mobile is he?
Right.
And do you want to subject him to running the football when he can't really outrun anybody and risk people diving at his ankles and things of that nature. So it's
it's a real story.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And we've seen some now people suggesting that maybe the best thing for the stretch run is to rest Jalen Hurts up because you have the bye week after the Jets game. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, well, you know, if the Eagles are going to make a run here, they need a healthy Jalen Hurts. I'll tell you this. If the Eagles feel like that Jalen Hurts is their guy this year and he gives them their best chance to win and they don't want to start a quarterback controversy, then they will make sure that Jalen Hurts plays in this game. Obviously, if he can't play, he can't play. If he's too injured, he's too injured. But the last thing you want to do is be cautious with an injury and put Gardner Minshew in there this week.
Well, the last thing you want to do is cost yourself a playoff spot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I'm them, I don't make this complicated. Like, if the guy can go and he gives you the best chance, you play.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't be worried about a quarterback controversy and all that stuff. If I'm the Eagles, I need to be worried about winning a football game. Because it's going to be more controversy if you lose that game Sunday.
I agree. But what I'm saying is that it's being suggested, like, be cautious and sit him because now you have the bye week and then he'll be really healthy after the bye week. Gardner Minshew comes in and beats up on a bad Jets team. Now it's going to be, what do you do? And do you really need that?
Well, I mean, listen, they can't control what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do what we're going to do. Again, if Gardner, that's why he's here. He's a backup quarterback. If your starter can't play, you want a backup that's capable of going into play that you don't just give away football games. You're in the playoff race now. Like, you're in a play. You owe that to the rest of the players who have fought to put themselves in this position. So you got to make the best choice for the team. And as long as you know that Jalen is your starter when he's healthy, when he comes back in there, then there's no big deal here. Like, the team isn't rallying behind Gardner Minshew.
They love Jalen.
Yeah, so yeah, like, that's not the issue.
All right.
And we're going to do what we're going to do. Like, when I say that, I mean the media and fans. He goes out there and plays well. Like, you're not going to stop people from saying, I like what I saw from Gardner Minshew.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask fans what would they want more, I would imagine they want to win the game. Now, if that means playing Gardner Minshew, then that means playing Gardner Minshew.
Right.
But these fans want to go to the playoffs, I would imagine.
Yes, that's the most important thing to me.
You lose to the Jets and you won't be going to the playoffs.
No. Nope. No, you won't.
Yeah.
All right, so a loss to the Giants on Sunday, so we have to take our medicine here, Ike Reese, with Arthur.
Oh, now he's a Giants fan.
From Scottsdale, Arizona. Last time we talked to Arthur, weren't there coyotes chasing him in the desert or something?
Yes.
Arthur?
Correct. Yes, they were. I had to call my daughter for backup.
That's right.
Oh, my God, that's sad, ain't it? Oh, my God. Yo, listen, the desert's only 82 today, sunny and tan, and oh, my God, it's priceless. You guys got gloves on and freezing?
Yep. It is freezing here, yeah. Ike and I were commenting our walk from the garage, which now we have a 10-minute walk to get to the studio again, and it was cold today, yeah.
Ooh, that's not good, your brother. Listen, took the dogs out at 4 a.m., no shirt on, sandals, beautiful. Beautiful. With a Glenn Levitt in my hand because I walked the dogs without a leash, you know what I mean? They can't be leashed because...
So were you still awake at 4 o'clock, or were you up early, Arthur?
Well, no, I was awake. You know what I mean? I came home from the casino where I'm not supposed to be, and I cooked the dog for a little walk.
You're not supposed to be because that's what your PO says, or because you've been thrown out of the casino?
No, because the PO, you're not allowed.
Okay.
It's a violation. It's a violation.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Well, I hope he doesn't listen to the show.
It's a woman.
Oh.
Okay. All right, well, I hope she doesn't listen.
Now, listen, let's get to the point here. How about them Giants? Oh, my God. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, how surprised were you? How surprised were you that they won the game?
They should have lost the Giants. The guy's on the one-yard line, drops the ball. He gets paid to catch the ball.
Yeah.
They should have lost the Giants.
Yeah. No, we agree. That's why we're upset.
I can't listen to me. I didn't think the Giants had a chance. But then I listened to you guys talk today. I don't know who's more fake news, Fox, CNN, or you guys. You really think the Eagles are going anywhere?
To the playoffs, yes.
And step up to the plate. Where are the Eagles going right now? I'll tell you where the Eagles are going. Sitting on a couch eating popcorn and some cheap wine. Now, go ahead. Your story.
Well, listen, I think the schedule is easy coming down the stretch. They'll win Sunday versus the Jets. As long as they split with Washington, they'll beat the Giants the next time around because we'll get the Giants here. And then, you know, that final game against the Dallas Cowboys is here, and I don't think it's going to be a meaningful game for the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will have the division locked up, which means they'll be the 4 seed no matter what they do in that game. And bingo, bango, bungo, we win the game and we're in the playoffs, 7th seed.
Oh, well, hold on. Where are you going? Are you getting a participation trophy?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen.
Are you getting a ring?
No, they probably won't win a playoff game. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
So then, yo, brother, why not just go home now? What do you mean? So me and you were in a race, like,
yes.
And I win. And you're still running. Do you want a trophy? You say, card. There was 20 people in the race. I came in 9th, and you came in 1st. You're a loser.
Yeah, I understand that part, but we're taking small victories out of the season, and this team making the playoffs. Hold on, Arthur. Your team has been terrible for the last 6 years. The worst team in football over the last 6 years. You know you'd be happy. Your coach was crying because you couldn't get in the playoffs last year with 6 wins. So we'd be happy in the first year of a new head coach and a new quarterback making the playoffs. We'd be happy with that. It's called progress. It's progress.
Do you remember when the Giants made the playoffs with nothing and they went in and straight through with the greatest quarterback ever.
Oh, my God.
Ever better than Tom.
All right. Goodbye.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, that's my limit.
Yes.
All right, from Arthur to Mad Mike.
Oh, wow. Yeah, just keep rolling them in.
Mad Mike, how you doing, buddy? No sad Mike this week.
Can I say, I love Arthur. I've been listening to him since I was in my teenage years. It just surprised me he's still alive. So,
I'm with you on that. Yep.
So here's my thing. First of all, I want to ask, who made OG Wade? What's his credentials to say that he understands football? Because he always bashes everybody. He's like, y'all don't know football. All right, what's your credential?
Believe he played collegiately.
I think he played collegiately somewhere, and he played in the
Can we get that
penal league?
Yeah,
he just comes on talking a lot, and then he definitely doesn't know statistics because he's like, well, you do that, and then you take that, and you put that in there, and then you got 67%. That's not how that works, Chief. That's not how numbers work. That's my domain. So I don't know. Here's my thing, guys. I don't want this team to make the playoffs because I think it's a false sense of validation for the team. And we look back, and everybody's like, well, they went to the Super Bowl, and then they made the playoffs. Well, they made the playoffs by going 9-7. That's not a win for me. I think to the Eagles, they just look at it as making the playoffs. They don't look at it as they limped in, and they don't look at all the other things. They're just like,
I disagree. I disagree, and here's why. I don't think that them going 9-8, if they continue to win like this, Jeffrey Lurie's going to look at this and say, a success! We need to build on this. I don't think they're fooled, right?
I think
they'll be happy with some things, but I don't think Jeffrey Lurie looks at a 9-8 win total where Jalen Hurts and they're throwing the ball 65% of the time. I don't think Jeffrey Lurie's satisfied with that.
I disagree, because this team, they're going to be like, hey, Jeff, we won 4 games last year. Now we're in the playoffs, even though we ran the ball a bunch of times and our quarterback was ineffective and this and that.
Do you believe the story that Doug Peterson got a tongue lashing because they ran the ball too much in a win against the Green Bay Packers? Okay, so Jeffrey Lurie, even after a win on national TV, wasn't happy because they ran the ball too much. So you think he's going to be okay with them running the ball 65% of the time and Jalen Hurts not being able to pass the ball? Well, I don't believe that.
Well, the fact that he got called out for it, I'm sure he's going to be – he doesn't want to put that out there anymore. So, I don't know. It just feels like it doesn't accomplish anything. And we could say small victories, but I don't even think this coach is like – I don't think Jalen's the future of this team. I don't think this coach is the future of this team. So, I don't know. No offense. I don't want anything good to happen for these guys. If they're not our future, I don't want them to have any positives. I want the next set in.
They may be, though. Don't you gotta give them a fair chance to see if they are the future?
No, I've had enough. Jalen can't throw, and this guy's half an idiot. So I'm sorry. I'm done with you. I'm done with this season. Let's flush it like one of those deuces Jalen doesn't want to look at. Just keep going.
See, you really don't want them to make the playoffs because you're right. You don't believe in the coach, but that would validate the coach as being a good coach if he got this team to the playoffs.
And that's the thing. They're gonna if they back into the playoffs, that's something he can hang his hat on. And I don't want them.
Hold on, man, Mike. How's it that they're backing into the playoffs when there's about 5 or 6 teams that are right in the same boat with them?
I care about this team, but
here's what I'm saying. We know it's not a team that's a double-digit winning team. Nobody had that type of aspirations with this team. But if they can somehow find a way to win 8 or 9 games in the first year of a rebuild find themselves in the playoffs, how can that not be a positive? Even if you don't believe in the coach, you mean to tell me you don't have the ability to change your mind? Is that what it is? Is that now once you get one thought in your head, you're sticking with that. You don't want to change your mind. You don't want to see evidence that says, you know what? Well, maybe I might have been a little bit too quick to rush the judge.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Like come on now. The last thing we want, or we should want as a fan base, is a carousel of head coaches. We don't want one guy in for a year or two and then get him out of here and we bring in somebody else. Like, that's instability as an organization. So you got to give it a little time to sort of marinate and allow itself to manufacture into something. And I'm not telling you that this would be a set roster going forward and we don't need to make any improvements. We all know there needs to be improvements. But if a coach can keep a team together and find a way to adjust on the fly, figure out a winning formula, and then you're playing better football at the end of the year than you were at the beginning of the year, and it lands you in the playoffs, how can that be a bad thing? Like, you can still say we need to improve in this area and that area, and when opportunities present itself, we're going to do that. Meaning, we got to the playoffs with a quarterback doing this. It doesn't mean we don't need another quarterback.
Right.
It doesn't mean
which
we don't
is,
need
which is
quarterback.
Where I stand.
Yeah, so if the quarterback is your problem or your issue with the team and the way that they're playing, and you don't want them to make a playoffs because of that, that's faulty thinking, in my opinion. Because you can still get the change that you need. Because I'm with you. I don't think Jeffrey Lurie looks at this team and says, yeah, that's the way I want my quarterback to play. Like, he wants improvement there.
He's not trying to build the next Baltimore Ravens 2.0 because, A, he doesn't have an organization that drafts and develops like that and can have a defense every year. That's not what they can do. He wants high-quality quarterback play. He wants an elite quarterback. That's what he wants.
And he's no different than a lot of these owners.
Yeah.
When they say, I want a football team that plays this way, that's why I'm drafting this guy. And that's why they're doing it. Some owners, they just own the team and then let everybody else run the team. That's Joshua Harris. But then you have owners that say, okay, I've been an owner long enough. I see where the game is going. And, yes, analytics plays a part in sports. Sorry, it does. And if they say you have a greater chance to put points on the board and win football games by throwing the ball and getting yardage in chunks as opposed to getting it 5 to 10 yards at a time, if you can get plays that will give you 25, 35, 40-yard plays and that makes your life easier, that's where they're going to – steer towards is building their team.
Mm-hmm.
When people say, well, Jeffrey Lurie wanted to go out there and get speed. What, we all didn't want to have speed at wide receiver? Yeah, I think we all wanted. Like, yeah, Jeffrey Lurie saw what Kansas City was doing and he wanted a team like Andy Reid's. We all don't
so
want
the
that.
Rest of the league.
Exactly. Like, what are you talking about? It's not a bad thing.
He recognizes, like, look at Tyreek Hill. I want that.
Yeah, I want that. Yes, exactly. It's not a bad thing. I mean, so to your point, winning this way, I believe, is for the 2021 season. It's not how they want to play football moving forward.
No, it is not. Yoshi in Brewery Town checks in. Yoshi!
John, Big A, Jackie Baby, how y'all doing today?
Yoshi looked like you got a win in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League?
Hey, I won't go straight down to the end, but yes, I slid back up in fourth. Yes! I don't like whatever the name was.
Did you say light skin, Keisha?
Yeah, I'm back up in there with you and Ike. I'm part of the big dog crew.
Yeah,
I'm getting Justin next week.
Yeah,
but yeah, I slid back. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Yes, I feel like we can get in the playoffs, but I'm so doubtful. I mean, this team is like. I go home, work, you know, and my wife, I get home, she in that sexy outfit, so I'm feeling good, thinking everything going down. But then the only reason she got in the outfit is because all her laundry was dirty, and that's the only thing she had to put on. That's what I'm saying is.
Unfreaking believable.
They going to make us feel good the whole while. I'm scared of Washington. Yeah, Heineken's a mediocre quarterback, but I tell you one thing, that boy got some moxie to him. He's feeling himself a little bit. He can zip that ball, and Washington got a few good weapons on offense with them running backs, McLaurin, and some other receivers, and now Logan Ryan back. And the defense was they playing pretty hard for him. So I'm kind of – they not no gimmies. It's not no gimme. We're going to split with them. And Wade, you know what? I would have bet 4 months' pay, and I make a good dollar, that Wade was going to say that. Me and Al was talking in the fantasy group on Sunday, which I won again. And Al said that Wade was going to, if you go in there and look, Al said that Wade was going to say exactly what he said today.
You gotta
wake up. Jalen, hey, I love the kid. You know I keep saying it. But Jalen, like everybody was saying yesterday, he keeps pressing. You look at that interception he threw before the half. His feet was set. If he had just looked to the middle, Dallas popped open, had three strides on the linebacker. He could have hit him right over the middle.
And where did he throw? Where did he throw on the field?
He beamed in on
the right side. Everything's to the right side.
Every time. And stop running to that side, running on a 90-degree angle backwards, and then throwing that ball. Like, come on. You know what? When you watch tape, you watch everything. And people watch it. And we chase him to this side and get him. But then he's going to throw that ball. And by him keep beaming in on that one player, that's why it's double coverage every time. Stop looking at man in so much. That's why Devontae was mad, too. You beaming in on this side, but you ain't throwing it and looking nowhere else. Like, and Nick, run the ball until you have to pass it. Don't run the ball.
That's what he did. Isn't that what he did Sunday, Yosh?
I thought
yes.
so.
Yes. You're going to run the ball, then get across the 50-yard line, and then want to start passing. That's just stupid. Stop doing that. Like, it just don't make no sense, man. So, yeah, I feel like we can make it, but it's a lot of things like, you know what? We're gonna need four leaf clovers. Everybody gonna have to go to mass. We're gonna need a lot of stuff. Because you look at it, we got the tiebreakers in the hunt, but and the Vikings want to go ahead and lose and keep us what's name right there. Everything is right there for us, but we just won't.
Gotta win these games. Gotta win these games, Yosh. Thank you. Yep. Just gotta win them. It's not a tough schedule. Washington certainly looks better. Yoshi 8-4 in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. I'm in 9-3 at the top.
At the top?
But I also have, like, my points I should be at. The Wanda has more points than I do, and she's second to last in the league.
Boy. Wow.
I beat Chuck this week.
Wow. So you didn't
Chuck
fall.
Is a bum.
You didn't fall to Chuck. Okay.
Thank God.
That's good. I dropped down to, what, fourth, third?
Well, you're tied for, you're in third, yes, because of points.
Tough loss.
Jack, Chuck did not make the air yesterday. He hung up. Is he calling back today? Did he tell you? Or?
He told me he would, but
I will. 4:45.
Yeah, he knows this time. That's when his listeners are making sure they.
But I'm told it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4:45. Does he have a different schedule today, or will it be 4:45?
I'm not sure of. Well, I know that Ike's making moves in some fantasy league right now. I just got the notification.
It's okay.
Yeah, Chuck's 0-12. Chuck's on. What was the move you made?
I just dropped the guy. That's all.
All right.
Are we discussing fantasy moves on the air?
Jack brought it up.
My goodness, man.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. 85%. Don't think the Eagles will make the playoffs this year. Coming up, a stinker of a Sixers game last night. And the story from Joel Embiid over the weekend, in addition to your phone calls. Do the Eagles make the playoffs this year? It's that simple. Marks and Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
94 WIP. Team of the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Sixers.
10, 9, 8, 76ers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Sixers. Yes! 76ers with a big win last night. I guess you could say that. We're back, Marks and Reese, with the Magic. The Magic, one of the worst teams in the NBA. I believe they were 4-17 coming into last night's game. Yes, they are now, with the loss last night, falling to 4-18. What a bad game last night. I mean, what an absolute, I couldn't even watch it.
No, that was terrible. That was terrible. I mean, I'm going back and forth between one bad football game and one bad basketball game.
You're not kidding.
You know, and it didn't help the opponent that they were playing, and they played that game like they were playing the Orlando Magic. Like
they did.
Like it was a team they didn't necessarily get up for and had the energy. You know, Embiid didn't look like he was all into the game. They all just looked like they were going.
They were sleepwalking through the game. Yep.
Yeah, and they beat a bad team.
Yeah, they got to win, which is the most important thing. But
yeah.
So they get the win. Joel Embiid returned over the weekend from he was out 3 weeks with COVID, and he got back. He actually had a double overtime game over the weekend. But Embiid had some comments there after coming back, where he was talking about just how bad the COVID was. And do you have it, Jack? Here's Joel Embiid.
Hasn't been good. That jaw hit me hard. I really thought I wasn't gonna make it. It was that bad, so I'm just thankful to be, sitting here. Struggle with it, but I'm just glad that I got over it.
There you go. So hit him hard. Some people get it and are vaccinated and it's nothing. Other people aren't vaccinated, get it, that it's not much. Some people get hit pretty hard with it. Keith Pompey, I believe, did write that he is vaccinated. So I think there were some questions whether he's vaccinated or not, because now it becomes a political issue. Like, oh, so he was vaccinated, but it still hit him hard. Imagine that. Like, everybody reacts differently to it, whether vaccinated or unvaccinated. That's what makes this, that's what makes this what it is. You just don't know what you're going to get with it. But
yeah, I didn't examine him. I didn't see him. I don't know. I can't say how sick he got or how sick he didn't get or what have you. If he said it hit him hard, hit him hard. He's back.
He's back. Scored 42 mm-hmm. over the weekend. His first game back. They did lose it to T-Wolves, but they got so. Like, listen, they're 11-10 now, and this whole bet. There's no end in sight to the Ben Simmons stuff.
Well, it should be. We got a couple weeks.
Couple of weeks till December 15th, and yeah. Maybe a move can be made then. But
well, yeah,
hopefully
isn't
a move
that what
can
we're
be
waiting
made.
On?
Yeah,
isn't that what we're waiting on? We're certainly not waiting for Ben to come back and play, are we?
No,
people still waiting on that.
Well, I still think there's. I still wonder. Like, is Daryl Morey just waiting for that date so he can make a move, or is he still going to wait for what he believes he should get for Ben Simmons? Maybe he's waiting. I mean, there's been talk he'll wait till the offseason. And they'll play this whole game the whole year.
Okay.
Which I think is silly.
Yeah, I don't see how that makes the Sixers any better.
Well, it's kind of productive. It doesn't.
Yeah, so, I mean, that would just be malpractice, quite frankly, on Daryl Morey's part, as he should be trying to take advantage of every single year of Joel Embiid's career. Like, that's what Daryl Morey needs to channel his thinking. Forget about Ben Simmons and all the other nonsense. You have to look at, I only have so many more years left with Joel Embiid. How do I maximize his career? How do I maximize his years? And sitting on Ben Simmons for a year just wastes another year of Joel Embiid's career. It just does. So yep. I just don't see how that's productive, and I don't see where that makes Ben Simmons any more attractive to where anybody's going to be jumping up to give you anything more than what you would have gotten a month ago, 2 months ago, 6 months ago, in 2 weeks. I just don't see the ending here where Daryl Morey comes out smelling like roses, where he played this perfectly. I don't see that. So maybe he does have a magic trick hidden somewhere. Okay, I'll be waiting to see that trick. Right now, all I got is a basketball player who doesn't want to play for this team, who would rather sit and either be fined or do whatever he needs to do to not play.
Yep.
That's all I see.
Yeah, I mean, at this point,
I don't really see anything else.
At this point, if you actually get good, what you believe, like what would be good value for Ben Simmons. It's more about being lucky than being good, because Daryl Morey's misplayed this entire situation.
Yeah.
His value is what it is. I don't expect to get something great for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons' value is what he is at this point. Teams will take him. They're not giving you anything great for him. You may get a draft pick and some salaries to match what he's making.
John, this has been a million times the same.
I know.
Nothing has changed, bro. Nothing has changed.
Well,
all they're doing is wasting a season. Like, that's all that's happening. Forget about Ben Simmons. You're wasting a year. That's all you're doing.
And the Sixers are 11-10. It's not they've been playing great basketball. Joel, yeah. I mean, they really suffered with Joel being out for 3 weeks.
I mean, maybe they make the playoffs, but it's not a championship team. With or without Ben Simmons, you don't have the requisite parts to put around Embiid right now to make it a championship team. So this year is a waste.
Yep.
It's a waste of year.
Waste of Joel Embiid.
Yeah, it's a waste of year.
Yep.
So it looks like John Wall may be getting ready to get traded for Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker has lost his spot in the rotation of the Knicks.
He's out of New York. He's probably upset. Disgruntled player. New York has a chance to be a playoff team. Coach already said, you're not the starter. So maybe they can trade. But that's what happens, though. But John Wall is playing. So you can give John Wall to Houston. I mean, not John Wall. Kemba Walker is playing. So you can give Kemba Walker to Houston for John Wall, who isn't playing. John Wall gets a new address. He's in New York. He's happy to be on another team. He's in the Big Apple. He's going to play. Doesn't make New York any better, but they get Kemba Walker out of their locker room.
Yep.
Because he's not a fit.
Nope.
And you just move on. You move on. And, I mean, that trade may go down for them.
Yeah. It's time to move on. So I
don't know what the hell Daryl Morey is sitting around waiting on.
Magic.
I don't know what he's waiting on. What player is he waiting for? Is he going to go get Marvin Bagley? And quite frankly, I would be willing to do just about any trade that within reason to just move on from Ben Simmons, to just move on from him, like to not have to deal with the idea of, is he ready to play? Does he really want to play here? We have to make him play. Is he really happy here? Like, it's past the point of playing. He doesn't want to play here. So what makes you think, even if he put on a Sixers uniform, you're somehow getting all-star level Ben Simmons, a guy who doesn't want to be here?
Yeah, I think he's going to do everything he can not to play for this team anymore. We all agree.
Right.
We all agree on that.
I'm like, what are we waiting on around here?
There's like three people that actually think he'll come back, or want him to come back, or they don't even want him to come back. They just want to win.
Yeah.
They just want to win this whole thing, which doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, I don't even know how you win it. Like, it's a bad situation. He's not the first player that doesn't want to be somewhere. Like, this only becomes more of a story the longer that it's being prolonged.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like Ben Simmons getting traded doesn't make, man, we lost our chance to win a championship, man. We really just traded away James Harden. Like, really, who feels that way about Ben Simmons, man?
Nobody.
That's I don't know. Ben, yeah, just go ahead and just continue to chill and stay out of it. The one thing I'll give him credit for, he isn't looking for any attention anywhere. He's not on social media. He's not doing anything. He's out of the spotlight. He's not looking. Reports come out about him, but he's not out doing anything trying to look for attention or anything else.
Nope. He's laying low.
He wants to get traded.
He's laying low. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has a 25,000 square foot showroom, private parking, and a full selection of amazing gifts that she wants online, marks-jewelers.com. Mike Reese, I'll ask you the same question that we asked on Twitter. Will the Philadelphia Eagles make the playoffs this year?
Yes.
Mm. Jack Fritz, will the Philadelphia Eagles make the playoffs this year?
L-O-C-K Lock.
2,600 votes, 85% say no, N-O, no.
I'm an expert at football.
See, here's what I wonder. I wonder why people, because that's what I want to hear from the people who don't believe they will make the playoffs. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why don't you believe they'll make the playoffs?
So I say no, and I think that the reason I say no is I don't think that they can win four of the next five games, because that's essentially what it would take.
Well, we don't. Okay. Okay, if you say that, they got to win four. I don't even know if that's what it would take, because I don't know what other teams are going to do that have to play and this and that and the other. Well, I thought there was a reason behind. When you say you don't win, they're going to win four or five games. So if they won three out of the five games and they finished at 8-9, you don't believe that'll be enough to get in the playoffs?
It may. It may. It just depends how it shakes out. But I just, like, what the Giants were able to do, mm-hmm. it just shows you that the league will say, okay, you know what, Jalen? We're not going to allow you to win with your legs. We're not going to allow your team to win by running the football. We'll let you run for 200 yards. That's fine. But you're going to have to throw the ball to win.
So you don't believe they make the playoffs because you don't believe Jalen Hurts can throw them to the playoffs.
And yes, I don't think he can throw them to the playoffs, and I don't think that they have the receiving core that can help Jalen Hurts out enough.
Right.
Which I really don't. You have Devontae Smith and you have Dallas Goedert, and the Giants said, "Hey, we're not going to let you beat us with these guys. Jalen Reagor's going to have to beat you. Quez Watson's going to have to beat us." And they haven't been able to do it, or they weren't able to do it. To the phones, Matt in Pottstown. The Matt. What up, Matt?
The Matt.
Hey, guys. Tough to get in, but it's probably better that I didn't get in until Tuesday because you get to settle down. You get to digest all this garbage through the weekend.
Exactly.
Let's start with the top down. And it starts at the very top with the two architects of this dreck that we had to watch Sunday, and that's Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman. I am firmly starting to believe that Jeffrey Lurie is more Jerry Jones, just tolerable, than anything else. And I'll explain why as we go down the rest of it. We have taken two steps forward over the past couple weeks, and now we've taken about 6 to 7 steps backward. And I started with the top, now let's go to Nick Sirianni. You listen to his press conference. He is giving you that humble speak, the words that mean nothing. And on top of that, he's lying, saying that Jalen Reagor gives us the best chance for victory. That is insane. You can't believe that, but he's being told to say that from above. When you go down, John, I agree with you. We will not make the playoffs because not so much I don't have the faith in Jalen, although I think, you know, he is what he is. It's more so the pieces around him. The Giants showed, if you're going to run read option, we're going to hit this kid.
Yeah.
We're going to hit him hard again and again. And that takes its toll over time. So he might not – he's already got the bummed-up ankle. He may not even make it through the rest of the season if teams take that blueprint defensively and keep smacking him like they are. Then you got this dissension, if you will, and rightfully so, Smith having a fit, how he's not part of that in key games. The guy was on national championship teams. I know it's the NFL. But you want to call a guy big play Slay? Show me a guy on that roster that hasn't played in bigger games through his career to this point. And he's not getting 5 looks at a critical part of our game. We have taken steps backwards offensively. Defensively, I think we did excellent. We did as best as we could. And, you know, you got to give credit to Gannon, and you got to give credit to that defense. But they can't do what they did this past Sunday against the Giants over the rest of the season. They're eventually going to wither out, and that's why we don't make the playoffs.
I disagree with that. I don't understand why they can't do what they did. Now, and maybe they can't do it to the Cowboys, but they don't play them to the last game of the season. I look at the rest of these teams. The Washington football team had problems scoring last night against a Seattle team that's not very good. You mean to tell me they can't shut down Zach Wilson and the Jets offense coming up Sunday? Daniel Jones and that Giants offense didn't do anything Sunday. The Giants won that game for one reason only. We turned the ball over 4 times, Matt. That's why they won that football game. And the fact that they only scored 13 points off of 4 turnovers tells you how inept the Giants are as an offense. That's why I disagree with you. That's why I disagree with you. If you want to tell me you don't think our players are good enough, that's fine. But don't tell me the opponent that we're facing, we can't duplicate what they did Sunday. Because you know why? They've done it the last month. For the last 4 weeks, the defense has duplicated what they've been doing. That's exactly the only issue that the defense has had over the last 4 weeks was those final 6 minutes when they couldn't get off the field versus the Chargers. Those final 6 minutes when they couldn't get off the field versus the Chargers. That's where everybody wanted to pull their hair out, right? You can't make a play. Why aren't you blitzing? Yada, yada, yada. And it's Justin Herbert. We don't play Justin Herbert the rest of the season. We don't play Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin Eckler the rest of the season. We play Taylor Heineke. We play Zach Wilson. We play Daniel Jones. And then we play Dak Prescott. And it could be a meaningless game.
Yeah.
So I do believe the defense can do what they've been doing. The question is, can the offense give us a little help? Can the offense do enough? They did barely enough versus the Broncos. Barely enough. Right?
Yeah.
You needed that defensive touchdown from Slay in the second half to put that game away. Denver had the ball after an interception from Hurts, down by one score. We scored 3 points on offense in the second half in Denver. All right? You kicked 4 field goals versus the Saints. You needed 2 turnovers to give you 7 and to set you up for the other 7 in the Saints game. And that game didn't get out of reach until Jalen scored that touchdown late in the game on the final drive. So some of these scores are a little misleading. And it's not like the Eagles are blowing everybody out, but you got to give them a little something from the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them a little more from the offense. And that's why I will give you my small percentage of concern. And that's why I'm not where Jack is at with his lock to make the playoffs. The percentage of my concern is, can we throw the ball when teams force us to throw the ball? When teams say, no, we're not letting you run, or when you get down to the red zone, you're not running the ball in, can you throw the ball in? And that's where Jalen and the receivers and this passing game has to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It has to get better.
Yep.
It just does. It has to get better, or they won't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
and it'll validate the Eagles front office snooping around for other quarterbacks. It validates all of that. It just does. Now, people can put blinders on and say, well, I like the kid, and we got to let him grow, this and that and the other. But the reality of the situation is I'm looking at quarterbacks in their first or second year with being able to throw the ball. Teams don't have to say if a team in its second year with you at the quarterback position is basically saying, you know what, we need to run the ball as opposed to throwing the ball. That says a lot about you as a quarterback. It says something that Cleveland doesn't trust Baker Mayfield to throw the football.
Sure.
It just does.
Well, look at the 49ers. They've won 3 straight games. They've ran the ball 65% of the time in those games. Jimmy Garoppolo isn't long for San Francisco.
Yes.
They just used a high draft pick on Trey Lance. Like you said with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's back. It's because it's just for one more year and they don't have a better option.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So right now in the last 5 games, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, they've run the ball 65% of the time. It's working, right? Like it was working.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going to continue to work. They're going to have to win some of these games by throwing
the
football.
You have to make some throws, man. You just are. You just are. And man, some of it is the receiving core.
Yeah.
And some of it is Jalen has to see the whole field. Like, you can't lock in on guys and say, this is where I'm going with the football, predetermine that, and then still throw the ball there. 2 of those interceptions, man, were directly from him staring down Jalen Reagor. He just stared at him the whole route. And 1 was in double coverage.
Yeah.
Like, those are things that the quarterback has to get better at if we're talking about making the playoffs.
Don't have much margin for error right now, Ike. Let's go to Aaron in Mount Airy. Aaron, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What's up, A?
Nothing much. Listen, I feel we're going to make the playoffs, but this is my thing, right? And, you know, and I haven't really spoke on Jalen Hurts on the radio. Because I don't believe in really, like, crapping on the starting quarterback. That's not my thing. Like, I'm a fan behind you. But this is what I would say. We a lot of people believe that Jalen Hurts can get better as a passer. Where do we get that belief from? Or, y'all, where do y'all get that belief at? Because when he was in college, right, Alabama, he played with Calvin Ridley. He played with O.J. Howard. He played with Devontae. He played with Jalen Watts.
Yeah.
He played with Henry Ruggs. He played with Jerry Jeudy. He didn't win the national title there. He was on the bench. Tua won the national title there. So he transferred. And for I don't watch Big 12 football, but this is what everyone said about Big 12 football. They don't play no defense there. So he put up big numbers. You know who else put up big numbers there? That bum Baker Mayfield. And we'll see if Kyler Murray is actually an NFL quarterback when Cliff Kingsbury, if he ever decides to leave. We'll see if he actually is an NFL quarterback when he's not in that system. So where do we get the belief that Jalen Hurts could become a better thrower of the football when he had all that talent in college and he didn't throw the football very well until he got to a
very spread
open.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I mean, it's
more hope than it is.
Yeah, I can't rely on hope. I need to see it. I need to see it. Where the job at? Come on, Jack. Where's the job? I need to see the facts. Look.
Everybody's working the drop board. He wasn't ready.
I can't hope because we got 3 first-round picks coming up. Do we trust Howie Rose to make the right pick? I don't. And the Eagles, their pick is where the pick's at. The Colts where the pick's at. And the Dolphins keep winning. They may be in the team. Do we trust him to draft good talent in the team? I don't know. But let's just say he does. You need a quarterback who can get the ball to the – because we need that receiver. Jalen Reagor is not it. Quez Watkins,
he
may develop into a 35-40 catch. That's
right,
a ceiling. 35-40
right,
catch of the season.
Right.
That's a ceiling.
Yep.
And J-Jaw, he got – like, we have no receivers other than
Devontae.
Will a free agent wide receiver want to play with Jalen Hurts?
That's the other question. Yeah, that's another question.
You can throw the bag at him, and then he becomes Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson got the bag in Chicago. What has happened to Allen Robinson's career?
Without a quarterback, he's not doing a whole heck of a lot.
Look at Kenny Galladay up in New York.
Yep.
That was wasted money.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the guy's going to want the most money. If you offered Davante Adams $80 million guaranteed or whatever,
well,
and it's the biggest offer.
He would have choices.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's similar money and you can go play back with Aaron Rodgers or you can go with Aaron Rodgers to wherever he's playing, he's probably choosing
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. He is choosing Aaron Rodgers if it's similar money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, and obviously where you live at matters. I mean, if Miami comes calling for Davante Adams, who did that? And then Deshaun Watson is getting traded there. And then we lose out on Davante Adams. Right, so you almost need, for me, you almost need a veteran quarterback to come first, and then you convince Adams this is who's going to be throwing you the football. I was thinking about this yesterday because the Giants lost. It rocked me a little bit. So I'm thinking about this yesterday, and I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Jeffrey Lurie, front office, and how they view this team and moving forward, you know, what they would be looking for as far as what they want to improve the team. And I just kept coming back. I'm like, okay, now I would bring Jalen Hurts back next year and just rock with him. But if it's going to be another year of, well, he got to develop and this player's young and that player's young and you got low expectations – well, do the Eagles really want to go through another year like this? I don't think so. I just think they like being with the big boys. They want to be in that conversation with their team. They want to have a product that's put on the field that's lighting the scoreboard up and down the field. That's what they envision having as a football team. And this running and scoring 10 points Like, I just don't see that as what they want.
But here's the other thing, right? Like, let's say
they'll deal with it for the time being because it's what you have to deal with to get through this season. But if you're telling me going into next year, we're going to depend on another year of Jalen Reagor's development, Jalen Hurts' development, Quez Watkins' development, Miles Sanders and Boston Scott as our skill guys and Dallas Goedert with Tyree Jackson.
That doesn't seem like something that Jeffrey Lurie wants to do.
It doesn't seem like it's a team that's equipped to take over the division.
Well, I mean,
if you can't win your division, you can't be talking about winning a championship as a wild card team.
And if Jalen Hurts is back next year, which I still think it's probably the most likely scenario of him being back, what happens if he proves to not be the guy and you win 7 or 8 games in 2022? You still don't have a quarterback.
Yep.
And you still got to try to find a quarterback. Now you're in 2022. You don't have the high draft pick. You don't have the three first-round draft picks. And now you have to find a quarterback.
Yep.
It doesn't solve – like, if Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, just by waiting a year, it doesn't solve the problem.
And they
you still need a guy.
They know that.
They do.
They know that. And this offseason is the year where quarterbacks could be available.
Yep. If Russell Wilson is available and he's willing to come to the Eagles, he's as good as here. We'll ask Elliot about it. Elliot Short Parks, his main takeaway from the Eagles game on Sunday, does he think Hurts plays this weekend and much more? Elliot Short Parks, and then your phone call is coming up next. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if you're an experienced window or door installer in search of being an important part of a reputable company, then I have a great opportunity for you. Due to high demand for their quality products and services, my good friends at Guided Door and Window are looking to add professional installers to their esteemed installation team. Guided is the trusted family-owned company window and door replacement experts servicing the tri-state area for over 70 years. When I say family-owned, company, window and door replacement, 70 years. I know them. I know the family. They're an amazing family and an amazing company to work for. And with Guida's focus on providing customers with the high level of service that they've come to expect, they're looking for installers that are courteous, respectful, and have good communication skills. Guida is consistently busy all year round, so you can expect to have a financially successful career that you can rely on. It's no wonder why Guida and their installers have worked for them for more than 10 years. Become a part of Guida's team of expert installers by calling 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit their website at goguida.com/careers to submit your resume. That's goguida.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.